Tom.
all those.
All right. Welcome to the Monday, April 19th, 2021 Planning and Community Development Committee meeting. And we have three items on the agenda, and we also have a miscellaneous that I'll let you, that we'll be talking about at the end. So the first item on our agenda is the interlocal agreement for pooling sales tax receipts with SCIP, South King County Housing and Homeless Partners. It says you will be discussing this issue.
Yes, thank you, Council Member. This is a bit of housekeeping that Council Member McLeod actually brought the Council's attention to a couple of months ago at a COW. This is an interlocal agreement with SCIP's member cities that is the mechanism that allows the City of Tukwila to turn over its 10% of the sales tax revenue. The original interlocal agreement with SCIP is silent on the pooling of funds itself, so this is just an additional step. It's been approved by the SCIP Executive Board. It's been approved by our city attorney. And I want to just point out that this is unrelated to the ratio of your city or any other city about how much you're giving. So it's just the mechanism, and that's really all there is to it. If you have any questions, let me know.
All right, I'm going to start with Tom since you're on SCIP, right?
Yes. I have a funny buzz in my ear. Can you hear me okay? Okay. So, yeah, as was said, this is more of a housekeeping. This is something that we talked about, a couple months ago, and I don't really have any questions, too. We'd already kind of accepted that this was the position we would be taking, and so this is just a follow-up formality to making that happen. So I don't have any questions to this or further comments.
Okay, thank you. Verna?
Just because, I started out as a SCIP rep, and then Tom took over for me, and he's our rep. So when did Covington and Renton pull out of SCIP? The agreement looks, I'm just trying to get the historical thing down.
They're still a part of SCIP.
Yeah.
I think they just didn't sign on to this or this pooling.
Oh, so this is the pooling mechanism. With what you just said, then Covington and Renton, how will they, so they're not going to pool? They're not going to put any money in, or?
I think that was the case. I think they were going to then kind of hold on to their funds for now. Because like in Renton's case, that they have a housing program.
Right.
So I think for the moment, they were not going to be participating in the pooling of funds. We are, and that's why we have this before us.
But they're still members of SCIP.
As far as,
And Covington, too, right?
Yes.
Okay. That was just, I was curious. This looks fine to me. Because I was going, Auburn, Burien. Wait, where did Covington go? Because I remember the representative from Covington.
I'm going to throw something out there for you guys to discuss. I don't have a lot of ownership, but I do want to explore this. Should this put on the regular agenda instead of the consent agenda just because we're really following this issue closely about housing? Or do you think we're okay to have it on the consent agenda?
I would say it's okay on the consent.
Okay.
I would, too, because this is, like you said, it's housekeeping.
All right. I'm good with that. I just wanted to make sure that I...
Laurel, what do you think?
Well, I was the one that suggested consent, so there's my position, but I'm happy to facilitate this through however you like.
Consent is fine, I think.
Yeah, because somebody can pull it off, right, if they want
right.
to.
Right. If somebody wants to, they can pull it off. Exactly.
The only thing that I think is it gives us an opportunity more to have just like a touchback as to where we are with SCIP, but that's fine. Yes, Laurel.
on that note, the executive director of SCIP, Angela, she's going to be making the rounds with councils this spring or summer to talk about the next work plan and status report. So you will be having that opportunity separate from this ILA.
Okay, that makes it even more sense to just have this here so we don't, yeah. So when we talk about it, we'll have more information and somebody who can give us more. All right, so do I have agreement from my fellow council members to put this on the consent agenda May 3rd?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, thank you. The next item is lodging tax fund request. And of course, we have the rolling LTAC funds can be requested all year long. And so Brandon's got another application to talk to us about.
Good evening. For the record, Brandon Miles, Economic Development and Lodging Tax Advisory Committee staff person. So as Councilor Member Hogarty noted, we accept lodging tax applications on a rolling basis. We have been, so what you have before is a lodging tax application from the City of Tukwila Office of Economic Development to do a sponsorship agreement with the Seattle Seawolves for the 2021 season. We initially did a sponsorship agreement with them last year. We were excited to kick it off, and then COVID hit, and so we had to terminate the agreement because they terminated their home games. So we're requesting a total of $20,000 for a sponsorship. We will use those funds to do marketing and advertising with the Seattle Seawolves, who play all of their games, of course, at Starfire Sports. The Seawolves have been a great partner. We have done events with them without having a sponsorship. We've done some co-branded stuff, such as in Halloween, we did a drive-through event at Westwood South Center that they participated in. This is just a great opportunity to build our brand. You know, we have been known since Starfire opened, the city of Tukwila has been known as the epicenter of soccer in the Pacific Northwest. Our next goal is to be known as the epicenter of rugby in the Pacific Northwest, which I think is a very reasonable and doable objective, given the fact that the Seawolves play their games here. So staff recommends approval of the application and that it get forwarded to the consent agenda for final action.
Okay, Verna, any comments, questions?
No, I think it's pretty straightforward. Works for me. I don't have any questions. Thanks.
Yes, pretty straightforward. I support this and think it's a good thing for us to do. So good work, Brandon. You have my vote.
Thank you. I should next meeting or in about a month, I should have another exciting rugby thing to bring to you if everything's a big tournament at Starfire, if things fall into place. So I don't want to get ahead of myself on that one, but it would be hopefully a good one.
Okay. And I happen to see those Seawolves on Halloween down at South Center. It was really fun to see them. I just happened to be down there running an errand, and there they were out underneath the covering saying hi to the cars driving by. And believe me, there were a lot of them, and they were backed up because
yep. They've
given their kids something to do. And I do also agree wholeheartedly with this and ask my fellow council members if there is agreement to send this to the consent agenda on May 3rd.
Yes.
And there's head nods for that. So thank you, Brandon, for all your
thank
good.
Thank you.
All right. And the last item on the agenda is with NYISA, and it's about the Juneteenth celebration that's coming up in probably, 6 to 8 weeks now.
Good evening, council members. My name is NYISA Fort Brooks, Community Engagement Manager, and I'm here just to provide a brief update about the Juneteenth event planning. You'll see in the packet that we currently have a draft digital platform roadshow. We decided that every year for Juneteenth, it will be on the third week of the month. This year, due to the pandemic, we are gonna have it on Experience Tukwila's website. And we are working with the Black Student Union Foster High School students. I actually got a confirmation from them today that I will be explaining to them a little bit about the roadshow plan and if they would like to work with us. So we are working on a TBD for our guest moderator with the introduction of the Negro National Anthem. You'll see that the title is really aligned with the resolution, the City of Tukwila Continued Learning, the History of Juneteenth, Past, Present, and Future of African American History. It's really important to acknowledge the Emancipation Proclamation so the people have context about Juneteenth history. There is a caveat. We probably want to mention the 13th Amendment, given the fact that African Americans were still not free after the Juneteenth celebration. And there is also some current inequity still happening in this decade. Then we'll go on to the City of Tukwila's proclamation. And then with Councilmember Quinn taking the lead on honoring former council member and first African-American, Mr. Joe Duffy. And so I've been in contact with Mr. Duffy to figure out how we can use some childhood pictures, hear a little bit about his experience growing up in the Deep South and then migrating here to the Pacific Northwest. We have a confirmed date for a filming for May 14th with our with Trish Kinlow, our court administrator, who is going to talk about the history of African-American cuisine. And then hopefully with the performance, waiting on the confirmation with the artist in residence. And then again, working with some spoken word from our BSU students from Foster High School. And I'm just here to answer any questions that you may have as we continue to plan for this event.
All right, Tom, do you have any questions?
Yes, first of all, Naisha, thank you for being a part of this and putting it all together. I'll openly admit that I didn't know a lot about Juneteenth until a couple of years ago, probably. So I'm learning more about it. I know I have a lot more to learn, but I really support it. And every time I read a memo about it and they put the dollar amount of $5,000, I keep wanting to ask, is that enough?
That's a great question, Councilmember McLeod. You know, this year, to be realistic, we think it is enough for right now. If we do feel that we need additional funds, we will be sure to ask and work with LTAC. Again, because the event is so small, we really want to make sure that it comes with authentic voice from the city and some of our Foster High School students. We do know it's really important to compensate our students if they agree to work with us. It has taken me some time to build a relationship with them, but that's kind of the way that I operate. I don't want to be so much transactional. I want to be authentic in the work that I'm doing. I grew up celebrating Juneteenth back home in California. And in hindsight, it is a celebration, but it's also a day of mourning where we come together to honor our ancestors. And so I think for Tukwila for this year, it needs to start small and simple. And then next year, as soon as this event is over, we'll be planning for a bigger event for next year. And typically what that would include, at least what I experienced back home, is you have vendors, you have food, you have performers, you have guest speakers that come out. And that's when we'll really need more of the money to make it really effective for the City of Tukwila and Juneteenth.
I look forward to hearing you and some of your stories. Probably about a little over a week ago, 10 days maybe, was Yom HaShoah, the Holocaust Remembrance Day. And these things are really important that we never forget. And we can still always be learning the lessons that are there for us. So I really support this. And in future years, you'll have my ear for a bigger budget for this type of thing. I think it's really important. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Verna?
Yeah, thanks. I remember, gosh, probably was a couple years ago now when I got together with Cynthia Delestrinos Johnson, Jonathan Joseph, and Catrice Cyphers, and we were talking about this very thing and how could we plan it, or would it be the city? Would it be TCF? Would it be, you know, how could it? And then the pandemic hit, right? So I think this is great. I love this draft. I grew up in California, and there were Juneteenth celebrations all over. And you're right, it was a time for celebration, but it was also a time for remembering, as I remember it as a 20-something person in college. So, I think this is great. I 100% support it. I'm hopeful that the council in years to follow will, provide more funding for this. So I won't be here, but I'll be out there in the public saying, put more dollars. So no, I think it's great. I don't have any questions. But thank you for doing all that you're doing. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Naisha, I just think the timing is perfect to have someone who's actually had a lot of experience with the Juneteenth celebrations when you were growing up, because that's not everybody. I know that there were ones in Spokane. I heard about that. But so I'm really glad that you're at the helm of this and that you are working with all the other groups of people that you are, including the students. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens this year and then moving forward in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. So this is just an update, and it's going to go through Equity and Social Justice again. You're going to be giving them an update. Is that true, Naisha, in a couple weeks?
Yes, that is correct. At our next meeting, I will have probably some more updates. Meeting with BSU this Thursday, and then on Friday, I do have a meeting with the Northwest African American Museum. We want to provide content from them. That way, if people want to learn more about African American history, particularly here in the Pacific Northwest, we definitely want to support our museum here. And so I'll have a better update to provide the commissioners at our next meeting.
So I will report out on this briefly during reports, but I'm wondering, at some point, were you thinking, Naisha, about going to the full council and saying, this is what we're doing, like maybe a couple weeks before, or to go to full council just for a brief update? And so we know collectively what's happening. Is that something that's been discussed by staff at all?
No, but that is something that we can discuss, and I'm happy to bring this to council to provide an update of where we are, and hopefully by then we'll have everything finalized and the roadshow will be finalized and ready to share out. Absolutely.
So what do you think? I'm getting head nods from Verna. Tom, what do you think of that? Yes. And so head nods, when you're done, right? When you get it finished, we don't have to say, have it to us on the second week of something, May or something. When you've got it pretty much done, then it would be nice for the council members to know what is going to be happening and how you've planned this out. So just a brief update at one of our regular or COWs. So, and I got head nods for that. Because at first I was thinking you could come back to us maybe because you're curious, but why don't you just wait and come back to all of us and do something, let us know.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. So thank you, and that's an action item out of that item is to come to full council. Does not have to be a lot of detail, but I think council members would like to know. And then I can just report out on that tonight and say that we talked about it, and then when it's fully, when the schedule is pretty much done, then you'll give us a brief report out to the full council. That's what I'll say tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So the last item is miscellaneous. First, I will be polite and ask if anyone else has a miscellaneous first. No, not usually. Okay. So today I met online with Kelly Ryder, who is government relations for housing and health, and also with Mark Ellerbrook. I don't know if any of you have met with him, but he is also with that group. And so I wanted to let you know where we are with that, because the next step that we said was to be having conversations with King County to answer the questions that we had. If you recall, Rachel said that she couldn't answer some of the questions until she talked to King County, and then make sure that we're all on the same page on this. So the three of us said, go forth and contact King County about this. So they had an intermediary step, and that was just to just see what that meant, right? Basically with me. So I just want to confirm with the two of you that we're going to be having conversations with Kelly Ryder and then also Mark Ellenbrook. Those are the two people from Healthy Housing that that they'll be discussing the questions. Now, in our conversation today, what Kelly was saying is we can't really answer some of these questions until we know what the city wants to have for, you know, what's your vision for this particular project? So they're being really inclusive. And I know that's a little vague, but I just wanted to tell you that's where we were at. And so there's going to be the answering of the questions that they can answer. And then the other ones will say, no, we want to talk to you more about what are you looking for as a community? And one of the things that I said is that in Tukwila, we are a strong community. And if we're going to do this, we need to do this together. And we need to talk about who's the what the community's involvement can be. Volunteer. Now, and I owned all this, right? I didn't say that was the two of you saying this. That this will happen if it happens in community and and not having something done to us, but us doing it together. So that was how I was framing it. And then it was really open. Now please answer in the questions that we have, or say, we want to see what you want. Well, what does that mean? See what you want. We need to find that out from them too, because they're like, so what would you like to see? They're going to ask that. And then we will ask, well, like what? Right. So that's, those are some of the conversations that we have to have. And I'm going to have Rachel help me with it. So Rachel, David, Laurel, and I were on the call. So Rachel, is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, I just think that the county was really clear that, you know, for everything from what site, right, what building, right, what service provider, right, all of those things that the county has said that they want to do in partnership with the city, right? So this really is an opportunity for the council to sort of decide what the gates are for participating in the program that the council is interested in, and then taking that to the county and saying, okay, so, you know, this would work for us, and then trying to fit that in with the county. Does that make sense? So they're not interested in coming in, for instance, and saying, we're going to come to you with the site in mind. We're going to tell you who the service provider is. They're not interested in that. They want to know from us what would be things that would make it work for you, City of Tukwila, and then trying to identify how they could make that work. Does that make sense? I think kind of key things that it's important for all of us to be clearly aware of is all of the Health Through Housing facilities are going to be low barrier. So that's a full stop for them, right?
Well, say that again. They're going to be what? Load?
Low. L-O-W, oh. Low barrier, right?
Okay.
But they're also, they're housing, and they're approaching it as housing and not shelter. And so those are, I think that's key information that we didn't have before. But I was struck by the collaborative nature and the partnership, the desire, not only the desire for the partnership, but the giving up of control and saying, let's figure this out together.
I have a question for Rachel. Do you think, or whoever, do you think that the county's position on this, they've kind of recognized the effort they made before really wasn't the best way to partner with cities, and they're really changing everything based on that experience and have a different approach?
I think it's yes, but I guess would be the answer. I think it's more than that. I think that the Red Lion issue in Renton, that was a shelter, right? Mm-hmm. And not housing. There's a difference there, right? But I do think that they've learned some lessons and they would do things differently.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, and I've always, you know, it's been my understanding from the beginning of this is that what's being said in Tukwila, what's being said out in the public is not what this is. Right? What this is housing. It's not a shelter. And like you just said, and like Kathy just said, they want to work collaboratively. They're not just going to come in and plunk something down. That's not what this is all about. Despite the fact that people are saying that, in reality. So, but I agree that there's lots of other questions that can be, that need to be asked, but I also understand how hard it is because we're kind of like doing this, you know, like, well, is it going to be like this? And we're like, they're like saying, well, if you want it like that, or if you don't want it like that. So to me, I think there's a lot of space there to figure out what this might look like. But it is, but it, I think that's one of the key things. It is not a shelter. It is housing. So it's getting somebody a house, a place to live. Not just two nights here and you're gone, right? That's my understanding. So I think we're getting closer to, you know, an understanding. And Kathy, what you just said is when I spoke to Kelly, that was what I heard from her as well. So it's consistent. So where are we on this now? So basically, is King County going to try to answer as many questions as they can, and then it'll come back here?
Yeah, we'll come back. I will go, we will discuss the questions and that sort of thing. Again, I really do think this is going to be a lot of what is your interest, right? Where would the gates be that you would have? You know, we personally in Tukwila have very good relationships and experiences with a couple of the services providers that they are talking with, right? Maybe we want to say it would be, you know, it would need to be one of these two service providers because we have a great relationship with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, ultimately, should the council be interested in moving forward with this, it would be everything from the service provider to the potential property. We don't even know what properties are available, right? There's a number of different steps, but I think the first is getting some idea of what the interest is and what the gates or the box would be that Tukwila would want to work in. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So in other words, I'm just saying this isn't what I'm saying, but for example, if we were to say, okay, we are interested in such a facility, but we want to make sure that, you know, this service provider is here and these things, and we want to, you know, that kind of a thing. We can set the parameters. They may come back and say, well, no, we want this, this, and this. And then it's like, okay, well, right. Maybe this isn't the vehicle to accomplish what needs to be accomplished, which is to get people housed. I mean,
right.
It's getting worse out there, and it's only going to keep getting worse. I mean, walking the trail. You know, there are more encampments popping up if you go south and you cut over, like going on the Cedar River Trail that way into, what would that be over there, Renton? Off Brady Way? It's eye-opening right now. And so people are living everywhere. So do we need to do something? That's a decision, right? So this might not be that answer, but at least we can get questions answered so we can make an informed decision whether or not we even want to go further. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Thank you.
There's where I'm at.
Yes, thanks, Verna. And Tom, did you want to say anything more? Because I have a couple comments that I'll make, too.
Well, I would be interested in learning a little bit more about the two providers that Rachel referenced. You know, is there the partnering with them? So you don't have to necessarily give me that info now, but I would like to learn more about what those options are.
Yeah, so the county has a number of providers that they're working with, right? They basically put out an RFQ for all of, so they have a bunch of different ones. But we've had a longstanding relationship with both Multi-Service Center as well as Catholic Community Center Services. They are the ones who usually distribute our rental assistance and our utility assistance when we're not in a pandemic and, you know, distributing so much on our own. So those are just two examples. I just use the service provider as one example. I'm not saying anything bad about any other service providers, I want to be clear, right? But I know that we have a longstanding and good relationship with those organizations. So there's already some trust built there, I guess is what I'm saying.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I want all options on the table, Kathy. So when it comes back to us and we're going to discuss more, yeah, I want all of them on the table, and let's see if from those options we can come up with something that works for Tukwila, for everyone.
We also talked about where it would be sited, whether or not the urban center, TIB, and or any other area. I think we need to revisit that, but just touch on it and the whys of that, why one area would be better than another. My comment was, if this is going to be a shelter that the community is involved with, then there shouldn't be any really negative impact in the city, other than, you know, stuff that happens everywhere. That was a conversation that I had. So how do we make that work, or will it work? And some other questions that I talked, or some other things that I talked about, because I know that these are questions that are going to come up when we get into the community, is the fact is that because of the Red Lion, I'm going to be really forthright, the trust has been broken with the county when it comes to doing this kind of thing. And so how, and maybe not with everybody, but with many people. And so when the county says, well, we're going to do things differently, what I said was, you need to tell us what that means, because you can't just say, we're going to do things differently. And so just so they're prepared to talk about that and what that means. I'm trying to think of some other things. I'm looking at my notes here. Yes, and they did say that this would have to be a low barrier shelter, because they're going to be dealing with people with substance abuse. And then they said that the services would be, you know, critical. And so we need to just really make sure we know that we're all talking about the same thing, right? Another thing that we talked about that I think is important for me to bring up is the fact that the county is looking everywhere, not just in South King County. I said, we're having death by a thousand cuts down here with things getting displaced down here over and over again, right? And they said, yes, Seattle is being looked at, cities on the east side that are on Lake Washington and in the north. So it's not just us down here in the south end that's being looked at as well. And that means that there's a big area that they're looking at too. And I also mentioned that we're a small city and there might not be a right fit here, or there might be. So, and it was a really good conversation. So that I wanted to bring that up. I said, I wanted to talk to the two of you about this, because, the next meeting is going to be with the questions, and some of those questions won't be answered. It's going to be formatted a little differently than what we thought it was going to look like. So I wanted to bring it up today during miscellaneous. So if there's any other further comments or questions.
Nope. I mean, thank you, Kathy, for briefing us on that, and Rachel. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. When did you come back, Rachel?
It's going to just depend when Kelly and I can smush our schedules together. So I will work on that one to make sure that we had all the head nods, but we'll work. I'll work on that tonight, probably start sending emails during the council meeting.
And there was another thing that I said that was that I owned was, this isn't going to happen quickly here. There's just a lot. There's a lot of stuff. It's not going to happen quickly. So, and it might not happen at all too. So, but certainly it's worth looking into, and we'll see what happens from here. So, okay. All right. Then if there's nothing else, I'm going to adjourn this meeting so we have a little time. We have an hour.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you,
guys.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.